As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Are nicknames a thing of the past?
No. Are they, Febreze?
They are. Well, don't say that.
What?
Because that's not my nickname.
Bob? Maddie, I guess. Is that a nickname?
Yeah.
Stinky.
Yeah, Vinny is a nickname. Vinny is not my name.
Yeah, it's a shortened version.
My name's Vincent, and then Vince, and then Vinny, and then
Vincenzo,
Vin.
Vincey Pooh.
There's a lot of different directions they can go.
Bonnie.
Connie mm-hmm. also works. Mm-hmm. I'll answer to Connie. Have you noticed nicknames, though, aren't as common anymore? Actually, now that you bring it up. No, actually,
I
nicknames are all
have
around
not
us.
Noticed that,
That's
yeah.
true.
We've
Writer for the
everything.
Wall Street Journal claims they're going extinct.
No.
What?
Crazy.
He has 5 kids aged 6 to 18, and none of them have given nicknames by their been given nicknames by their friends. He says none of their friends seem to have one either. He claims all types of nicknames are in decline. You can't call someone, you know, the fat guy Tiny anymore.
Why?
Because it's not right. It's not the right thing. You can't call the town virgin a slut because it's ironic and funny. Mm. That's not going to go over anymore.
I don't feel like that's a nickname that anybody yeah. was ever really throwing around, but okay.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everybody's got nicknames.
You don't call a guy from Dallas Tex anymore.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
It's offensive, Sarah.
Remember Bobby who used to sit out here? He was from the North Shore in Massachusetts. I was from the South Shore. I would always call him North Shore.
Oh, and you did?
Always call. And I'm Sarah, so I'm other Sarah. And then Sarah Kawaguchi, who sits right out there, is other Sarah. So I'm O Sarah and she's O Sarah. And we always write to each other. And those are our nicknames.
I miss Bobby.
I know I miss Bobby,
you know,
too.
I took him for
we
granted
Bob,
because
but,
he sat right outside my window every day. And I was actually trying to not. I know that they live in the hall
mm-hmm.
and are interrupted by every damn person that walks by. So I was purposefully tried to be, you know, careful.
Consider it. They're at work.
You're working. I'm working. But then, you know, there was rumors of a
layoff.
I was going to try and dance around that, but thanks for just coming right out with it.
No,
and
I
then
mean.
All of a sudden I'm like, the one guy that sits out my window, the one that's the guy.
Who, by the way, you could turn to for stuff. Like, okay, hey, Bobby, can you help me with? Sure. What do you got?
All the rumors going around the halls, and I.
And they picked the guy that we can see, the one who's out the window from our room.
Freaking guy.
Love Bobby.
Yeah.
We got a new Bob, though.
No, I know. I'm
trying to get over the old
it's
Bob.
It's all good. Hey, stuff happened. And I actually wrote him, and he seems to be, in fact, him and his partner. Sorry, his wife.
It. I don't think it is his wife.
Whatever.
It is that one. In that case, it is a partner.
I'm trying not to get caught up in the minutia of things.
Feel caught. In the minutia.
Anyway.
Nicknames.
They hit Hawaii right after, so he seemed to be okay. But and I'm sure, you know, he's a super talented dude. I'm sure I'll be fine. But I definitely was like, oh, fudge.
I know. Of all the people.
And you called him North Shore. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I hardly knew you, Bobby.
We would chat a little bit. Well, you reached out to him. I didn't even reach out to him. I'm like, bye.
You two had cute pet names. I know. We had pet names, and you didn't
but
even
I was like,
anything?
Oh, that's too bad. I don't know what to say. How did you find him? I don't even know how to find him.
You got to be kidding me, right?
I suppose, you know what? Now it occurs to me, I do know his last name. I'll send him an email right now.
All right. Let's get back to nicknames.
All right. Oh, is that what that wasn't the end of nicknames?
No, it doesn't matter. Forget the nicknames. It doesn't matter. That story's been debunked while I was doing it live on the air.
Yeah, I do feel like that's just a silly. That guy needed something to write about.
Well,
and it did get us talking. But everything's got nicknames. Like literally everything has a nickname. There's
Sarah
like,
doesn't have a nickname.
Sarah doesn't? I have 1,000 nicknames. You just don't know any of them.
I do know some of them.
Oh yeah, like what?
Oh yeah, what?
Yeah, salad, like Salad and Bonnie.
Yeah. What are your nicknames? Let's hear them.
They're private.
What?
You'll have to come up with some for me on your own.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400.
Use them for my passwords.
707 says, Vincent here too. Always get asked which version I prefer, but I like them all. Vince, Vinny, Vin, Vincenzo. Dealer's choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also feel the same way.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel comfortable, it's fine. Right. Do you go by Vince or Vinny? Whatever.
Call me V.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A teacher in Florida was fired for calling a kid by their chosen nickname. Teachers in the town are not allowed to use anything but the official birth certificate name unless they have written permission from the parents.
Where is this again?
In Florida.
Oh.
Yikes.
Why are they so uptight about this?
I don't know. I do not know.
What was the nickname, though? Was it like, you know, Nipples McGee or something?
I do have a friend that...
I know.
His nickname was Nipples.
Right. That's not a nickname you want. because I assume there's something wrong with your nipples. Like, why was Nipples nicknamed Nipples?
It
Did he have like big
Sarah.
Baloney nipples?
Oh, come on!
Were they like
Who says that
tiger
about
striped? Did he have like bushy hair coming out from each
maybe
one of them?
Maybe he was just a fan of them. Maybe
or he just loved nipples.
Maybe. You don't need
well,
to
you
know.
Guys, was, so are you telling me that's why?
No, that's
you just
not
tried
what
because
I told
they were
you.
Huge, right? Baloney nipples. I got it.
That's
it's fine.
Gotta be it.
It's hard. You know, it's hard for a dude to have puffy nipples because, you know, they got a t-shirt on and it's puffing out. I'm like, that's a thing. Sorry, dudes. If you have that. Sorry about it. Sorry you have nipples like that.
Why?
Why am I sorry? Because it's so embarrassing for you. That's all.
Oh. 415 says, why should we feel bad for Brandy, the plastic surgery lady? What good has she ever done for society? Yeah.
No, I feel bad for anyone who's, I don't know, suffering. She seems really sad. I feel bad for her. But I do think you reap what you sow.
And, you know, that's one of the things. Like, here's a person who's made it into... One of the things that happens is you get a certain, I think, through these game shows... You get a certain amount of celebrity and mm-hmm. maybe a little cash, and you start to say, this is who I want me to be.
I got
to
maintain this so I can keep getting gigs on these shows.
And unlike acting, which is based on a skill that you may have, like
you've been honing
that
it.
Chalamet kid is good, man.
Yeah.
Like,
he is. He's great.
He's kind of a pipsqueaky type, but he really is.
What are you saying? Get off my back, man.
Really good.
Mm.
Anyway.
Groovy. I'm just trying to do my Dylan impersonation.
Oh, Clarky Clark, someone wrote
in. Oh, yeah, Clarky.
Clarky.
Actually, Donardo calls me Clark Bar all the time. Hey, Clark Bar. And he calls me Maggot. So I guess that's one of my nicknames, too.
He calls you Maggot?
Hey, Maggot.
For qual why?
He just does. That's like a Boston thing. Hey, Maggot.
Oh, that's a Boston thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's actually just a thing, and I think it's a DiNardo thing. I have heard people, I've never heard anyone called a maggot out here other than myself, but I've heard it on the East Coast for sure.
Mm.
Doesn't seem like a term of endearment.
No. I know he loves me, so it doesn't bother me.
It's like the virgin we call skank. I mean... It's a term of endearment.
No, I don't think anybody does that. That's actually, I don't know. That's like a whole different connotation of like nickname. That's more like just a mean thing to hurl at somebody as opposed to a nickname.
Maggot is nice.
Depends Skank. On who's saying it, I guess, right? It if it's someone a maggot isn't, like a skank is like someone who's like, you know, a loose woman, like somebody who's dirty.
Right.
In a bad way. But a maggot is just like a maggot. White and squirmy.
Yeah, the thing that makes people projectile vomit when they see him.
But also does a lot of good. It takes away the necrotic flesh and actually can help heal a wound. Maggots, they're good for you.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.